Another desperate plea from Ukraine's leader, Melissa Brady, Fox News. President Volodymyr Zelensky addressing Canada's parliament today, calling again for a no-fly zone.
Close the airspace. Please stop the bombing. How many more cruise missiles have to fall on our cities until you make this happen?
Through a translator there, as Russia's bombardment of the capital escalates. Rockets landing near an apartment building as rescuers were evacuating people. There's been word of some safe passage out of the besieged seaport of Mariupol. Civilians able to flee in some 2,000 cars along a humanitarian corridor there. President Zelensky will speak to the U.S. Congress tomorrow from Ukraine. A Fox video journalist has been killed in Ukraine. Fox News CEO Suzanne Scott says Pierre Zakshevsky was news gathering with correspondent Benjamin Hall outside the Capitol when their vehicle was struck by incoming fire yesterday. Hall remains hospitalized. Scott calls Zakshevsky a beloved cameraman, a war zone photographer who covered nearly every international story for Fox News from Iraq to Afghanistan to Syria during his long tenure with us. She says his passion and talent as a journalist were unmatched. He'd been working in Ukraine since February. He's at least the second American journalist to be killed in recent days. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer touting the bill President Biden is set to sign this afternoon, funding the government through the end of this fiscal year.
Under this new package, students, parents, working families, small businesses, veterans will see costs go down and greater investments go their way. Our troops are going to get a much-needed raise.
Also includes more than $13 billion in aid for Ukraine, but a larger debate with Republicans continues over inflation and the president's policies heading into the midterm elections. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Coast Guard is trying to refloat a huge cargo ship in Chesapeake Bay.
The 1,000-foot vessel ran aground in the Maryland portion of the Chesapeake Bay as it headed from Baltimore to Norfolk, Virginia. The Coast Guard says it's not clear how the Sunday evening mishap took place, but there were no injuries, pollution, or damage to the container ship. The ship, called the Ever Forward, isn't obstructing traffic in a nearby navigational channel, but nearby vessels are reducing their speed and taking other precautions. The Taiwan-based company that owns the ship also owns the Ever Given, which became stuck in the Suez Canal last year. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Public tours of the White House are coming back. The Biden administration says they'll resume next month after a more than 14-month pandemic hiatus. President Biden had tightened virus protocols when he took office. A supposedly celebrity salad recipe catches fire.
Jennifer Aniston fans are flocking to the kitchen, cooking up salad recipes based on the actress's purported favorite ingredients. Food blogger and TikTok user Sninjana Andreeva of The Modern Nona is credited with making the so-called Jennifer Aniston salad go viral, concocting an improvised version of the dish using ingredients based on articles claiming to have details of Aniston's alleged go-to perfect salad. Andreeva telling Fox News Digital she did cut out one ingredient, chickpeas, so it better suits her own taste buds. Andreeva's TikTok and blog post lists the other ingredients, which, according to the viral recipe, include bulgur wheat, mint, parsley, pistachios, cucumbers, red onions, and feta cheese.
Fox's Lauren Faulkner. Wall Street's rallying more. The Dow's now up 482 points. The Nasdaq more than 2%. As the Fed begins a two-day meeting, oil prices tumbling again down to about $97 a barrel. Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.